Emma, her eyes half closed, drank in with sighings deep and slow the cool wind off the river. There was not much to say, lost as they were in overwhelming reverie. Tenderness out of the past came to their hearts again, copiously, silently as the flowing river with the softness of the perfume of white lilac, and it cast across their memory shadows more melancholy and more immense than those of the willows, motionless, spread full length upon the grass. Often some nocturnal creature, hedgehog or weasel, prowling about, disturbed the leaves, or they heard a ripe peach dropping from the espalier. "What a lovely night," said Rodolphe. "We shall have many more of them," replied Emma. And almost talking to herself, "Yes, it will be good to travel. Why is my heart so sad, though? Is it fear of the unknown? The pull of old habits, or else? No, it's too much happiness. Feeble thing that I am. Do you forgive me?" "There is still time," he cried. "Think it over. You may regret it later."
"Never," she said impetuously, and drawing closer to him. "Anyway, what harm could come to me? There is no desert, no precipice, and no ocean that I wouldn't cross with you. The longer we live together, every day it'll be like clasping tighter, ever closer. There'll be no troubles, no cares, nothing in our way. We'll be alone, by ourselves, eternally. Say something. Answer me."
At regular intervals, he recited, "Yes, yes." She was running her fingers through his hair, and she kept saying in a baby voice, despite her big tears rolling out,
"Rodolphe, oh dear little Rodolphe."
Midnight rang out.